آپ ایس بی ایس اردو کے ساتھ ہیں۔ اس طرح کی اور کہانیاں sbs.com.au/اردو پر سنیے۔ آسٹریلیا میں عطیات جمع کرنے والی چیریٹی آرگنائزیشنز کرسمس کے موقع پر پورے سال استعمال شدہ کپڑوں کے عطیات جمع کرتی ہیں، اور کرسمس کے موقع پر استعمال شدہ کپڑوں کی کلیکشن اور بھی بڑھ جاتی ہے۔ آسٹریلیا بھر میں چیریٹی بنز بھی ایسے کپڑے وصول کرنے کے لیے استعمال کی جاتی ہیں، مگر عطیے میں دیے گئے یہ استعمال شدہ کپڑے آخر کار کہاں جاتے ہیں؟ اس بارے میں ہم ایک پوڈ کاسٹ سیریز تیار کر رہے ہیں، اور آج اسی حوالے سے ہم بات کر رہے ہیں آسٹریلیا میں چیریٹی آرگنائزیشن کو ریگولیٹ کرنے والی آسٹریلین چیریٹیز اینڈ نان پروفٹ کمپنیز کی ریگولیٹر کے کمشنر ڈاکٹر گیری جان سے۔ انگریزی Johns, can you first briefly describe the role of ACNC and what it stands for?
The Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission is the regulator of the charity sector. So essentially a charity will register with us because they want access to taxation benefits. And so we register, but in return for the registration, we ask the charities abide by certain rules. And it's the rules as to how they govern themselves. And so we can assist charities in that regard, or we can investigate them, indeed, that they're not governing themselves well.
What ACNC advice about care should be taken when a donor looking for a charity for donating used garments in Australia?
Well, this is an interesting one. We do advise that if you're going to put used garments into, say, a collection bin or whatever, make sure the bin is a registered charity. And all you have to do is look up our website, acnc.gov.au, just check the name to see if it's a registered charity. That gives you some assurance that they know what they're doing. It's not just some commercial organisation or unregistered group who may not use for a charitable purpose.
So what is the guideline for charities about donated used garments? Can they sell it to the commercial businesses for cash and use the cash for charity?
Well, they can. See, the main thing is the charity pursuing its purpose? Now, if in its estimation it can make more money for the purpose by selling the clothes and then devoting those dollars
اے سی این سی کے کمشنر ڈاکٹر گیری کہہ رہے ہیں کہ اگر چیریٹی آرگنائزیشنز عطیات میں دیے گئے کپڑوں کو بیچ کر اس سے حاصل شدہ نقد رقم کو خیراتی کاموں پر استعمال کرتی ہیں تو ایسا کرنا غلط نہیں ہے، ہاں رقم کا غلط استعمال غیر قانونی ہے۔ سم آسٹریلین ڈونرز آر، مگر آسٹریلیا میں کچھ عطیہ دینے والے آسٹریلین سمجھتے ہیں کہ ان کے عطیہ میں دیے گئے کپڑے غیر ممالک میں بیچ کر منافع کمایا جاتا ہے، کیا ایسا سمجھنا درست ہے؟ اس سوال کے جواب میں ڈاکٹر گیری کہتے ہیں
It's only legitimate if it's proved. So in other words, if the garments are sold for a profit, we have to say who's gaining the profit. Now, if it's to an individual, then that's wrong.
اگر ایسا ثابت ہو کہ عطیے میں دیے گئے استعمال شدہ کپڑوں کو بیچ کر کوئی فرد ذاتی فائدہ حاصل کر رہا ہے تو یہ بالکل غلط ہے اور غیر قانونی ہے، مگر چیریٹی تنظیمیں ایسا کر سکتی ہیں۔ یہ تھے ڈاکٹر گیری کے الفاظ۔ سو واٹ آر دا ریگولیشنز اباؤٹ مس لیڈ لیبلنگ آن چیریٹی بنز؟
دی لیبلنگ از پروٹیکٹڈ پروبلی انڈر ٹو سیٹس اف رولز، اف یو لائک، ون از دی آسٹریلین consumer law and another organization entirely, the ACCC, Australian Consumer and Competition Commission, looks after. But nevertheless, there are laws from the Commonwealth government and state regulators to say you must label correctly.
Dr. Gary keh rahe hain ke charity bins par labeling ka durust hona behad zaruri hai, aur Australia mein ACCC ki taraf se galat labeling par sakht sazaye hain, aur agar labeling galat hai to awam ko تحقیق کر کے رپورٹ کرنا چاہیے۔
You cannot misrepresent what this is. So ultimately it's up to your listeners to check those labels to satisfy themselves, is this a real charity or is this a business?
How they can inform about any irregularity or misconduct or issue related to the charities, and how more information can be obtained about Australian charities and regulations?
The best thing is to come to the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission, so they can always email us or telephone and go onto our website, you'll find the information. So if they have a complaint, we'd like to hear about it, or they go to the Australian Consumer and Competition Commission, ACCC it's called, which runs something called Scam Watch, S-C-A-M Watch, because they are interested in situations where there's been a misrepresentation that businesses are holding themselves out to be charities but are not.
Australia is a nation built up on the migrants, people coming to Australia from different culture, different language group. Are there some information available in language as well?
My website, the ACNC, there's probably not as much language variation as there could be, but thank you for raising it, because I'm now going to have to think about that.
Australia ek multicultural mulk hai, to yahan bahar se aane wale dusri zabane bhi bolte hain aur dusre culture se unka taluq hota hai, to kya ye zaruri hai ki charity ke mutalliq qawaneen aur malumat ko dusri zabanon mein bhi mushtahir kiya jaye aur ye malumat dusri zabanon mein awam tak pahunchayi jaye? Iske jawab mein commissioner kehte hain ki haan, hamari website par shayad kisi aur zaban mein मालूमात मौजूद नहीं, मगर इस सिलसिले में अब जरूरी इकदामात उठाने पर गौर करेंगे.
डोनर्स हु आर करेंटली हैविंग लॉट्स ऑफ गारमेंट्स एट देयर होम एंड सम टाइम दे सेंडिंग टू देयर होम बैग बाय अरेंजिंग सम कंटेनर फॉर दिस टाइप ऑफ एक्टिविटीज, व्हाट केयर शुड बी टेकन?
इफ यू आर अंडरटेकिंग समथिंग प्राइवेटली टू सेंड सम यूज्ड क्लोथ्स ऑफ टू your former country or to friends or family, that's really your business, charity. You're free to go and do that. What I would caution people is that what happens is that people will have those clothes, they'll see a charity bin and it might be full and they'll dump it outside. Now, that's not sensible, because the charity then has to spend time and money perhaps getting rid of those clothes because they can't use them. And charities actually are worried about that. They have to spend a lot of time going through garments that they really can't use, are not of sufficient quality. And that soaks up charity dollars, really. So two things. One is only put it in a bin that's still got capacity. Only put it in a bin that carries a charity label. And you can check to make sure that charity is real by going to our website. And I guess the last thing, if you want to do something privately, you know, person to person, well, of course you're able to do that.
Will there be possibilities that there will be more multicultural approach could be adopted and these bins can be labelled in language?
Oh, I think there should be. But we let each charity, let's say Vinnie's, Vincent de Paul, if they're have a shop and a bin in an area where there are people who have many different languages, then they should communicate with those communities in their language so that those people know to not dump clothes outside a bin. So I agree with you, and I think each local
ACNC के चेयरमैन डॉक्टर गैरी कह रहे हैं कि ऐसे इलाकों में अगर चैरिटी बिन्स लगी हैं जहां दूसरी ज़बानें और दूसरी सकाफत से ताल्लुक रखने वाले लोग रहते हैं, तो यकीनन चैरिटी ऑर्गेनाइजेशंस को दूसरी ज़बानों में भी मालूमात फराहम करना चाहिए और बिन्स पर भी दीगर ज़बानों में हिदायत वाज़े तौर पर लिखी होना चाहिए.
Thank you very much, Rehan. I wish you well.
ऑस्ट्रेलिया में अतियात जमा करने वाली चैरिटी ऑर्गेनाइजेशन साल भर इस्तेमाल शुदा कपड़ों के अतियात भी जमा करती हैं, मगर क्रिसमस में इस्तेमाल शुदा कपड़ों के अतियात का अंबार लग जाता है. मल्टीकल्चरल कम्युनिटीज दीगर वजूहात के बायस अक्सर कपड़ों के अतियात देते हुए हिचकिचाहट का शिकार होती हैं, और बहुत से ऑस्ट्रेलियंस को ये मालूम नहीं होता कि अतिये में दिए गए ये इस्तेमाल शुदा कपड़े आखिरकार कहाँ जाते हैं. और इसी सिलसिले में हमारी पॉडकास्ट सीरीज के पहले हिस्से में आज आपने ऑस्ट्रेलियन चैरिटीज एंड नॉन प्रॉफिट कंपनीज या ACNC के कमिश्नर डॉक्टर गैरी जॉन से बातचीत सुनी. आने वाले दिनों में हम इस सिलसिले में मजीद पॉडकास्ट आप तक लेकर आएंगे. लाइक कीजिए, शेयर कीजिए, तबसरा कीजिए, फेसबुक पर SBS उर्दू फॉलो कीजिए।